I spent weeks secretly studying ape communication in order to convince these apes that I was one of them. Bonobos are the closest living relatives of human beings, and while attempts have been made to teach them to use human language, it is very rare for human beings to try to communicate with bonobos on their terms using bonobo vocalizations and gestures. And so when I attempted to do exactly this as an innocent visitor to this bonobo research center, the bonobos were genuinely shocked and we bonded pretty hard. I'm running this video as a fundraiser for Ape Initiative, a federally recognized nonprofit which is the world's only bonobo research center. Bonobos are an endangered species, and Ape Initiative works with scientists and educators to help understand bonobo behavior with an aim towards ensuring their preservation in the wild. Consider donating to the fundraiser if you can, or visit their website at www.apeinitiative.org to learn more. And also a huge thank you to today's sponsor, MyHeritage, for making this crazy experiment possible. Bonobos and humans shared a common ancestor about 6 million years ago, and our DNA is almost 99% identical. But if you're looking to learn more about your own human ancestry, today's sponsor, MyHeritage, can help you do that. I had previously partnered with MyHeritage on a video revealing my DNA test results, but today they've got an improved DNA ethnicity model based on advanced new algorithms that give much higher resolution ethnicity estimates that can pinpoint the exact regions and sometimes even cities that your ancestors came from. So after a simple cheek swap to send in my DNA, and by the way, MyHeritage is committed to never sell or license your genetic data, I am ready to see my results. Ready to explore your ethnicity? I'm very excited. Let's go. 51.1% Ashkenazi Jewish. Only 51%? 48.9% Ashkenazi Jewish from Poland. This is actually, to be honest, this is not surprising. I knew that one side of my family came from Russia and the other side from like Poland, Eastern Europe. You can see a breakdown of even more granular regions. With MyHeritage, you can also check out DNA matches. So these are people who you match DNA with. And it looks like I have a second cousin from Switzerland? What? No way. So make sure you click the link in the description box or scan the QR code and use coupon code XIAO, that's X-I-A-O, for free shipping. And as an added bonus, you can start a 30-day free trial of MyHeritage's best subscription for family history research. Now back to the video. Let's go.
Nice to meet you. So nice to meet you. Yeah. Welcome to Des Moines.
I feel like I'm in Area 51 over here.
Little Jurassic Park for you.
Yeah, this is actual Jurassic Park. And you've got to have bonobos, I heard.
We do. We are home to 7 bonobos.
In the middle of Des Moines, Iowa.
The bonobos that live at Ape Initiative were all born in captivity. They don't have the skills to do well out in the wild.
So they're like rescue apes. Is it right they're the closest living relative to human beings?
Yeah, so bonobos and chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees too.
Yeah, so they're equally closely related to us. Yeah. They're our closest living relatives. And then bonobos and chimpanzees are actually more closely related to humans than they are to gorillas, orangutans, or any of the other primates.
Really?
So we're their closest relatives, too.
Yes.
So the original researchers wanted to know if the bonobos could learn human language. And so they were teaching them not only spoken English, but these arbitrary symbols. And so Kanzi knows over 300 of those individual lexigram symbols that he can use. So Kanzi doesn't have a symbol for every word or every food. Yeah. And so sometimes he's posed with a new challenge, like being given a food item that he doesn't have a lexigram symbol for and seeing what he calls it. And so one really good example is he called Brussels sprouts trash lettuce.
Trash lettuce.
Trash lettuce.
Like in the sense of that's an insult to me that you would even give me Brussels sprouts because it's trash.
Right. Like the idea that he would even use trash, which refers to garbage.
Yeah.
And like is not food, right?
Right. It indicates some kind of like abstraction.
Information sharing, theory of mind, a lot of the things that we used to think were unique to humans, we actually think through studies with bonobos and other non-human animals that they have a lot of those capacities as well. Meeting some bonobos.
I'm kind of nervous to be honest. I don't think I've ever seen a bonobo in my life before.
So a lot of the early research was really focused on like how human can the bonobos be? What of our language can they learn? Yep. An anthropomorphic lens, which was how human are they?
Right.
And really a lot of the work that we do is focused on like, what are bonobos doing naturally with each other that we can learn about? And so I'm so excited for you to get to meet them because you're really the first person who's coming in with the perspective of you're going to communicate with them using their own language and their own signals.
Or try to at any rate. Yeah.
I'm so nervous right now. Oh my God. I'm going to try to do the broadcast vocalization to announce my presence. We'll see if I can fool them into thinking I'm a bonobo. In a couple of different groups at a time, the bonobos enter the main room where I wait behind this door. They can't see me yet, but they can hear me through a two-way speaker setup. Our first group is just two bonobos, Kanzi and Tico. First, I did some ground slapping and nods to establish rapport.
That's a chase me. Got him. Like an affiliated thing.
This is my stab at bonobo play face and laughter.
He's always kissing you. That's sweet.
He's enthralled.
They really enjoy affiliative tapping, so I tried some of that next. Along with these peeping noises while eating to establish my bonobo-ness. They really like looking in your mouth while you chew.
Make a nice little bed out of that box. Oh, nice. You want Ari to do that too?
It's
not the same box. You said that box too little for you.
You're not fooling anybody.
I know that. Big play face. Watch you play.
Is he clapping?
Yeah, that's Chase.
Okay.
So he's gonna run like that. Yep. So the double hand clap is Chase.
It's actually quite tiring keeping up with these guys physically. Bonobos love to show feet, and they were consistently shocked that I knew how to do this.
One time we got pulled away,
ooh,
and the entire thing, it's triple pain, so yeah, it can't break, but it shattered the inner side.
Wow.
I'm going to not go back, but I'm going to make him think I'm just not here, so he just hangs out with you guys.
Okay.
Gesturing at you.
What's he saying?
He probably wants you to go over now to the keyboard. Well, he might just be telling us on his own. I think we're good. Thank you.
He's saying celery.
Celery.
You need celery in the back.
Celery
in the
back.
You want Ari to bring you celery.
Water? You want some water.
Celery and water.
So they play water chase where he'll get misted with the hose, and he loves that. So I think he's asking to get some mist with the hose.
Sorry, he likes to scare you.
Okay.
Let's see if I can use what I learned with the first group to behave even more like a bonobo with the second group, Maisha, Clara, Molly, and Alikia. I think here Maisha actually tries to respond under the door. They can't wait to see what's behind the door, and at one point actually try opening it.
west or east of my door, please.
Where's the bonobo?
You can peek with them if you want. They heard you. Yep, being submissive, that's perfect, Ari.
Lips bared back in a grin and chest out indicates submissiveness. I try out my newly learned double clap for Chase on this group to see if it works.
Oh,
I did it.
It usually takes people years to get her earlier head
bobbing. That's head bobbing,
yeah.
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 We're like talking.
Yep, even from afar.
Wow, it's like sign language almost.
It's like waving to your friend across the cafe. She's head bobbing.
Who's head bobbing? Well, what's up?
Her face. Like, who invited this guy? Perfect. Yep. Just show her you're not intimidating. You do some laughing. You're almost fluent, Ari. So close.
You want to see my feet?
Shocked. So you know that game.
Love
it.
Wow.
You can put your back up and let her spook you with a big jump. He'll tickle everything you got, so you just ham it over there, dude.
I feel like I've gone full bonobo.
not again. Oh, back to the paper, Maisha. I mean, we've had like school groups come like, what is he doing? Or where the males will like Gigi rub each other and they're like, oh, like those are a girl and a boy. And you're like, nope, those are two boys.
Mm. You said males will rub each other.
They will rub with each other. It's less common than the females or the male females, but the males also will Gigi rub.
And it seems like Gigi rubbing is like very essential for their social interactions.
Yes, extremely. They're the only species of great ape that does that, and so it's thought that like that evolved as a way to ease tension and form close bonds, like instead of fighting you.
So what do you think about that?
I think they were really surprised. I think you fooled them. How did you feel?
I feel like I learned from them a little bit, their style of like communicating. And then the second with the girls when they came in, I felt like I was ready to go. I felt like I am bonobo. I've gone full bonobo.
So I think a lot of time people want to interact with them like you would interact with another human. And so right. It was really refreshing to have you come in and be like, I'm going to learn their language and see if they can pick up, which I think they really did.
They're endangered.
Yes. So bonobos are endangered in the wild. And we really think that if people don't know about bonobos, if we just ignore the fact that there are closest living relatives, that the species will go extinct in our lifetimes. Habitat destruction and fragmentation. And then there's also a very big illegal bushmeat and pet trade. Yeah. So the adults are killed and cooked for meat, and then the infants are taken and sold into the pet trade as human pets. And that's why it's so important to have people know about bonobos so we can do more to help protect them and their natural habitats.
Thank you for doing what you do, and you know, I hope people can check out your website and also consider donating.
Thank you so much for helping us raise awareness about endangered bonobos.
For sure.
So remember to check out apeinitiative.org, and also thanks again to MyHeritage for sponsoring this video, and remember to click the link in the description box or scan the QR code and use coupon code SHOW for free shipping.